Thanks for joining us as we continue our devotional series through the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 1, 16 and 18, that's our passage today as we think about wisdom. So Solomon said, "I said in my heart, I have acquired great wisdom, surpassing all who were over Jerusalem before me, and my heart has had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. And I applied my heart to know wisdom and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this also is but a striving after the wind, for as much wisdom, in much wisdom is much vexation, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow." So when it came to wisdom, Solomon had the corner on the market. The last verses of 1 Kings 4 tells us that God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding beyond measure, and the breadth of mind like the sand on the seashore. Just think about that. God said, this guy is so smart that his understanding is beyond measure, and the breadth of mind like sand on the seashore. Solomon wrote 3,000 proverbs. He wrote 1,005 songs. People from all over the nations came to hear him lecture on trees and plants and animals and birds and reptiles and fish. He was wiser than any other man. That's what 1 Kings 4:31 says. And yet, Solomon found that wisdom and learning and expertise cannot fill an empty heart. So we thank God for smart people, right? I mean, medical advance, business advance, economics, inventions, creativity. Thank God for smart people. Solomon was a smart person. His insight strengthened Israel. He developed trade agreements with other countries. He built a strong professional army. Under Solomon's leadership, Israel entered a period of very successful sea trade. And today, God gives wisdom and insight that enables men and women to enact peace agreements and feed the hungry and help the poor and make medical advancements and provide technology for every facet of life. But wisdom cannot fill an empty soul. Wisdom is a great tool for human progress, but not the answer to the human problem. Sin has separated us from God and left a great hole in our inner being. Wisdom allows us to live longer and more comfortably, but cannot fill the God-shaped void deep within. Solomon found that trying to fix our hearts with wisdom is a striving after the wind, an elusive endeavor. At the end of the day, the only true wisdom is finding Jesus and trusting in him as Lord and Savior. He alone offers meaning and purpose today, and he's the only one that has a plan for eternity. The wisdom and work of Jesus will never disappoint. Father, thank you for the wisdom of government leaders that provide strength and safety for our country. Thank you for the wisdom in the medical field that provides life-saving surgeries and treatments. Many listening wouldn't be alive if there had not been significant advances in the medical field. Thank you for advances in technology that impact every area of our life, that allows this message to go out on an email and be recorded and sent out in an audible fashion. But most of all, thank you for loving us so much that you sent your Son to remedy our eternal problem. We thank you for human progress, but we thank you you've answered the human problem in Jesus. And we pray in his name. Amen.